Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. As the sun scorches a barren horizon, absent is the rustle of leaves, the canopy that once cocooned the earth in life-giving shade. We stand amidst the skeletal remnants of forests, a scene that echoes our collective neglect. In our grim present, the term foliage is but a whisper from the past, as we bear witness to what can only be termed as our leafless legacy. Gone are the days when the verdant arms of Mother Nature cradled diverse ecosystems. Farewell to foliage. Our leafless legacy is not just a lament about what once was, it's a stark examination of the chained consequences that have led to this unprecedented environmental dystopia. We explore the ashen world that's left and what it means for a humanity desperately clinging to memories of green. Where once mighty oaks and whispering pines stood as sentinels, today the ghosts of their silhouettes haunt our landscapes. Forests that buzzed with life now lie silent, their symphony forever stilled by the relentless onslaught of climate catastrophes and human incursions. The autopsy of our planet's green organs reveals a narrative of exploitation, a saga of extraction that has stripped the terrestrial sphere of its vibrant mantle. With poignant references to the fading pulse of Earth's lungs, we delve deeper into the ecological deconstruction of our times. As our article weaves the present's bleak tapestry, it builds upon the previous narrative, one where the diminished green cover gasped for air, only to be met with the unyielding chokehold of progress. Farewell to Foliage is not just a sequel to this tale of decline. It's a grim chronicle of the aftermath, where the once ubiquitous green is now a privilege, a rare luxury glimpsed in the guarded vaults of the elite or the fading pages of history books. The demise of foliage is not an isolated event, but a systemic collapse, unraveling the very threads of ecological stability. It's about the lost birdsong and the thinning veil of oxygen that our ancestors took for granted. Each paragraph is steeped in the sorrowful acknowledgement of our complicity in this decline. The choices that prioritized ephemeral gains over perennial growth, sowing the barren fields of our future. At the heart of our bald earth lies a tale of aggravated soil erosion, of desiccated riverbeds, and of dust bowls replacing what was once fertile ground. The article takes the reader through the desolate alleyways of modern agriculture, where monocultures reign supreme, only to yield to their inevitable demise without the protective embrace of their leafy counterparts. We must now confront the consequences of a world without leaves, where the art of tree climbing is just folklore to children born into the concrete cauldron of urban sprawl. Farewell to Foliage invites you to ponder over the searing heat waves, the rising sea levels, and the relentless storms, all harbingers of a leafless epoch, with their roots firmly entrenched in the decay of our collective environmental consciousness. Weaving imagery with scientific insight, the piece presents not just a poignant reflection, but a reservoir of knowledge about where our path has led us. Interviews with climate scientists interlace with the emotional narratives of those who remember the world in bloom, offering a multifaceted look into the chasm between past abundance and present scarcity. As this article encapsulates the now alien notion of nature's vibrant attire, it serves as both an epitaph for a world lost and a grim beacon to the untouched potential of creating a different path. In its final words, it leaves you at the precipice of reflection, to mourn, to remember, and to deeply comprehend the magnitude of our leafless legacy. Despite its stark portrayal, the notion of a green resurrection lingers beyond our reach, tantalizing but tainted with the bitter tang of impossibility. We stand amidst the architectonic remains of natural glory, where the echo of leaves is a lullaby to which the earth no longer wakes.